Chris Wilson is here tonight with someone very important, an artist that we enjoy very, very much, and it's Jennifer Lightham. And first, before she comes on, we're going to play a little bit of music from her CD, The Real Me. Here is Beat the Meatles. Great.
Excellent. That was Jennifer Lightham with Beat the Meatles from her CD, The Real Me. And The Real Her is here with us. Jennifer Lightham's career as an upright bass player took her to the top. As a professional musician, playing for over 10 years with well-known musical personalities such as Doc Severinsen and Mel Torme.
That's right, Viv. But 5 years ago, Jennifer completed her transition to the person she calls The Real Me, also the name of her new CD. And we are privileged to have Jennifer Lightham live in studio with Chris Wilson to perform and to discuss her latest work. Welcome, Chris and Jennifer.
Thank you so much, Ralph. First, we want to hear a little bit of another song that I think is just so fitting because of our location, and it's Jennifer Lightham and Studio City Stomp. Jennifer, that's something else. Welcome to IMRU.
Oh, thank you so much.
We are so privileged to have you here live with us. You know, Ralph said a little something about your extensive musical career, but I'm wondering how it all began. I mean, how did you get from there to here in the next minute and a half?
Wow. Well, I didn't come from a musical family, so music was just something that I sort of wanted to do. I always knew I wanted to do it, and my folks weren't all that supportive about me playing music. So I sort of did it on my own. I sang in my high school choir. I had a particularly high voice at the time and sang some solos and things, and it got the attention of rock and roll musicians that needed a really high voice because at the time all the groups had very high harmony parts, and I was able to sing these incredibly high parts and hold an electric bass and sort of play little lines that I heard on records. And eventually I was professional doing this. I had no idea what I was doing. And so I started to take lessons. And in doing so, I stumbled across a string bass teacher who taught at a studio that I studied with. And he got me into jazz. And I studied a lot, a very intense period. And within about 4 years, I was playing in Woody Herman's band and moved to California a few years after that. And I was playing with Mel Torme within about 4 years of moving to California.
That is absolutely amazing. You know, I don't think... until I met you, and I've got to tell our listeners, I first met Jennifer at a live performance, and I was just stunned that an upright bass could be, you know, the lead instrument or the solo instrument. How did that happen? I mean, isn't that unusual?
Well, I've always gone sort of against the stream, you know, and I play an instrument, first of all, that women normally don't play, and although they more and more they do now, especially in the classical world, And I also play left-handed, which is also quite unusual, especially on the string bass, because the entire bass has to go through, reassignment. It has to be turned around and made left-handed from the inside out. And I've always kind of swum against the stream. And I always just felt that the instrument was an extension of myself. At least I've tried to get to that point. And I think playing it as a melody instrument sort of just... It typifies the way I've lived my life. I've always tried to think outside the box and do things differently.
That's amazing. Now, your personal life, as we've said, took a major turn when about 5 years ago you transitioned and from John Lydham to Jennifer Lydham. And how did that affect your perception in the musical community? How are things different now because of that? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, at first it was very difficult. I was fortunate, and at the time I was working with Doc Severinsen, and I had a pretty steady employment situation. So we had a good talk about it, and I was able to know that I would have work, at least for the short term. And that kind of gave me the impetus to think maybe I could go ahead and do it. I mean, there was no alternative at that point. I was seriously thinking of giving up a career in music at that point, and I would have done it. I would have studied to become a makeup artist. I mean, anything else just to kind of make myself whole. But the more after my transition, I realized I couldn't live without playing music. It's just what I do. It's who I am. And at first, a lot of the musicians that knew me from before were very standoffish, and a lot of them still are. I lost a lot of accounts amongst the people that book jazz on the bigger stages and the festivals and things like that. Those kind of folks don't call me as much anymore. But I have developed, sort of out of necessity, I started getting very aggressive about booking my own group and writing songs and becoming a band leader. And at first it was out of survival. Now it's the thing I live to do. I just love it. And people are coming out to hear us. It's beautiful.
And so this has been one of the changes, is you're a band leader now, and before you were playing in other people's bands, right?
Mostly, yeah. And I was playing with great people. I mean, I wouldn't trade playing with Mel Torme for anything. That was a great experience. But I think I'm old enough now that I'd love to be able to step out and sort of become the entity that they're coming to hear.
Yeah. Speaking of Mel Torme, is this when you went through the transition? Were you dealing with him at all during that time?
No, Mel was already gone. But I think Mel would have been really cool about it. His main orchestrator through most of his career was Angela Morley, who was also, like myself.
Did not know that.
And she's quite a talent. She orchestrates for John Williams. She's quite a great talent.
What are you? We're going to get into a little bit. You're going to play a little bit, but you have a trio now, the Jennifer Lydham Trio.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've been together. I've always led groups, and the personnel sort of has shifted over the years. But the drummer Randy Drake has been playing with me for close to 20 years, and the piano player that plays with us most is Josh Nelson, and he's been with me now for about 3 years. And just amazing, just an amazing. They're both just wonderful people and great players.
Wow. I happen to notice you brought your upright bass with you, and you are going to play for us live in studio. Tell us a little bit about the song you're going to play for us.
Well, I'm going to play a tune that I recorded for The Real Me called Kenny's Song. And I wrote it for my closest friend who lives in Wisconsin and sort of helped me through my transition. She was my advocate in the hospital, and we talk every day on the phone, and she's like my sister. This is her song.
Okay, well, let's, listeners, get ready for Jennifer Lydham, live playing Kenny's Song here at KPFK. Thank you. That, Jennifer, that was absolutely amazing. And for our listeners, I'm just sorry that you didn't get to see. Jennifer makes love to the bass. She doesn't just play it. I mean, she makes love to it. That was absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
I'll bet you there's some people out there who might like to see you play that thing in person. I know they wouldn't be disappointed. Where can they come see you?
Oh, we have a huge one coming up this Friday at the Jazz Bakery in Culver City.
Wow.
My trio will be playing there, and we're going to be filming the whole thing.
Oh, tell us about that, filming. Well, what are we going to be filming?
All Out Productions is doing a documentary about me.
Really?
And this will be the music portion they're going to film on Friday.
Wow. And if, like, I would be there, but I can't be there this Friday because of another commitment. But if I wanted to come see you, where can people see you? And where can they find out more about your CD? How many CDs do you have out now?
Well, The Real Me is my sixth one. That's the first one that I've made since I've transitioned. And the previous one to that, Two for the Road, I had the artwork redone to reflect my proper name, but all the other ones are under the previous name. But if they're interested in finding where we're playing or any information about me or contacting me, you can go to my website at jenniferlightam.com.
And how do we spell Lightam?
LEITHAM.
JenniferLightam.com. I know you're here in the Valley at Charlie O's. I know that's where I first walked in.
My home base.
Yeah, I was just unexpectedly blown away by your performance there. But anyway,
Jennifer,
yeah, and you and the trio, it's just fabulous to see. In any event, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Thank you so much for being with us here, Jennifer. And we're going to play a little bit of another song that proves you can sing as well as play, and that would be one of my favorites from the CD called Stick It in Your Ear.
Remember when the sounds you heard were crisp and clear? The melody and harmony were soothing to hear. But nowadays music seems designed to give you only fear. Stick it in your ear. The times have changed and romance is a thing of the past. Cro-Magnon ways and dog-eat-dog pervade to the last. I wish there was a way to keep from crying in your beer. Well, stick it in your ear.
Ooh, that wonderful, magnificent music.
That was beautiful.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Jennifer Lightam.
Thank you,
Chris Wilson. Thank you for bringing Jennifer here to the studio and working everything out, producing this segment. And, you know, if our listeners would like more information on Jennifer and her current and past work, go to www.jenniferleitham.com, JenniferLeitham.com. We hope to have you back, Jennifer.
I'd love to come back.
Okay, thank you.